Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are broken, but they don't break. One of my favorite Bible verses and one of my memory verses is found in the book of James, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, and it says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud. He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Now, to understand this lesson, you don't have to go any further than the story of Samson found in the Old Testament. Samson is the epitome of what I believe what makes strong men weak. And guess what? It's not just women. Now, if you want to find out more about Samson's story, just go to the book of Judges found in the Old Testament, chapters 13 through 16, and you can find out for yourself. But I'll just give you the highlights and kind of unpack his story for you a little bit. See, Samson was dedicated to God at birth by his mother. And God had promised his mother that he would empower him through the Holy Spirit to deliver Israel from the Philistines who had been oppressing them. But Samson used his strength from God to satisfy his own desires and exploit the Philistines instead. Now, everything God told Samson not to do, guess what? You got it. Samson did it. He ended up falling in love with a Philistine woman named Delilah and telling her the secret of his strength, which ended up costing him his life. Now, I believe Samson's life reveals the paradox in the lives of most men, I think, today. As men, we are aggressive at work, but guess what? We're passive at home. As men, we're committed to our jobs, to our hobbies, our finances, but not to our family, not to our children, in tithing and giving. As men, we tend to study stuff and master things, but we don't study God's word enough or master our marriages and important relationships. As men, we make time for our vices, but not time for God. And as men, we tend to be loyal to our employers, but not to our wives or our friends when it comes to being transparent and honest with each other. Like many of us, Samson had so much God-given potential, but he failed to live up to it. He was an incredibly strong man, that's without a doubt, but he had a weak will. Now, as much as we hate to admit it, most of us as men can relate to Samson's story. We've wasted a lot of our God-given potential. Now, some of you may think this doesn't relate to you, but just humor me for a while because I know this relates to me. I've struggled with this in the past and continue to have to do battle with this daily, and that's the battle of pride. Now, listen to this. There are three things that I think make strong men weak, and I found this out of studying Samson's life, and I want you to think about this for yourself. One is lust. Now, when we say lust, we're not just talking about women. We're not just talking about pornography or sex or anything like that. I'm talking about the lust of our attitude that I want it, I need it, I have to have it. You know what I'm talking about. Now, Samson, he wanted a Philistine woman, which were off limits to him. So he had a lust problem. And then we had two, entitlement. I think what makes strong men weak is our sense of entitlement. Now, we don't just say we want it, that's lusting. We say we deserve it, we deserve that. Because see, in Samson's case, Samson thought he could so that he should. So he felt entitled to having whatever he wanted. And he had the strength to take it. And the third thing I think that makes strong men weak is our pride. And not only do we say we want it, that we deserve it, and we're entitled to it, then we had the pride that I can handle it. It's not that big of a deal. I can handle that. And Samson suffered from that as well, because Samson put himself in harm's way over and over again. Unfortunately, I can relate to Samson's story, because I lusted for women, because I wanted them, and even though they were off limits to me as a married man, I felt entitled to them, because I could and thought I should, because I didn't feel my ex-wife appreciated me enough. And I definitely struggled with pride because I thought I could handle it. So I repeatedly put myself in harm's way. And you got it, it cost me a lot. Now, it didn't cost me my life like it cost Samson, but guess what? I wasn't broken, but I was ready to break. And I didn't even know it. So my question to you this week is, what is your it or your that? What do you lust after? What do you feel entitled to? What do you feel afraid of losing? What area of your life are you refusing to be broken in? Is it alcohol? Does it relate to drugs, power, porn, women, your possessions, you know, that new thing that you think you deserve to have? Is it a position, a title? Is it respect, demanding respect? You believe you deserve respect, you want respect. Is it prestige? Is it money? Now, I don't know what it is for you, and I know what it is for me, but I challenge you to examine your attitude, examine the things that you desire from God. These can all be used as temptations from the enemy to become idols in our lives and make us prideful, hard-hearted, and even stubborn. So how do we as men overcome these temptations? First of all, we need to stop operating in our own strength, because Satan specializes in making strong men weak. But God, on the other hand, specializes in making weak men strong. Don't you love it? See, God takes our weakness and he makes us strong. God desires us to be broken so we don't have to break. So specifically, how do we overcome this lure of lust, entitlement, and pride? Well, I believe instead of saying, I want it and I want that, we need to be broken and say, I want God instead. See, I want God's word. I want his presence. I want to serve him. I want to get to know him. See, instead of saying, when it comes to entitlement, I deserve it, I deserve that, we need to be broken and admit, you know what I really deserve? I deserve death. Now, I'm not trying to get super spiritual on you, but guys, I'm talking about the Ten Commandments. I don't know about you, but I've broken the Ten Commandments, so I know I'm guilty. But what I don't want to get is what I deserve, which is coming from a just God, which is death. See, the last thing I want from God is his justice. Now, I don't know about you, but what I want instead is his mercy. I want his forgiveness. And last but certainly not least, instead of saying, and when it comes down to my pride and I can handle it, I can handle that, it's not that big of a deal, we need to be broken and admit that I can't handle anything without God's help. I can't handle anything without him. See, the truth is, we're capable of anything ungodly. The only man who can stand strong is the one who has been on his knees in prayer, asking for God's strength, asking for his mercy, asking for his grace. So remember, real men, guess what? We're broken, but we don't break. So that's the Real Men Check-In for today. I hope it blessed you. And if it did, please share this episode with others and don't miss our regular weekly interview on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss any episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com so you can join our growing community of real men. That's realmenconnect.com. Also, please do us a huge favor. This is so important. Take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. See, it's the best way to help us get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. Thank you so much for listening, and I really mean that, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin, your professional man builder with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip. See you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.